Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Small, relatively harmless populations of golden algae exist in most fresh waters. Yet when conditions are right, as when the temperatures cool, the population of this toxic organism may explode.
It could very well be that the cold knocks down the other competing algae so that then the golden algae has an advantage over them in bloom.
Dave Sager works with inland fisheries in the area of ecosystems and habitat assessment.
Initially, the fish that are in the shallows or at the surface of the water are impacted first. You'll see the bait fish, the shad or minnows and shiners that will die first. And then later on, as the bloom and the toxin spread through the water column, you'll see other fish like the sunfish, largemouth bass, striped bass and others started to be affected.
Sager reminds freshwater anglers and boaters that they play a vital role as a kind of early warning system.
They can see when a fish kill event is taking place, see that the water is golden, there's foaming on the water, and call in to let us know so that we can then go out and do an investigation.
Find the number to call to report a golden algae bloom at passporttotexas.org. That's our show made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.